discipleship. It was written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy 2,000 years ago. These are not words of casual advice. They are words inspired by the Holy Spirit, words of divine imperative. Throughout history, wherever these words have burned into the hearts and minds of committed Christians, lives have been transformed, Christians have shared their faith, the Church of Jesus Christ has multiplied. This is a New Testament strategy, a strategy motivated by the compelling love of God, a strategy with the greatest of all goals. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. This is a strategy for Christian evangelism and discipleship. It was written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy 2,000 years ago. These are not words of casual advice. They are words inspired by the Holy Spirit, words of divine imperative. Throughout history, wherever these words have burned into the hearts and minds of committed Christians, lives have been transformed. Christians have shared their faith. The Church of Jesus Christ has multiplied. This is a New Testament strategy, a strategy motivated by the compelling love of God, a strategy with the greatest of all goals. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Okay. This is a strategy for Christian evangelism and discipleship. It was written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy 2,000 years ago. These are not words of casual advice. They are words inspired by the Holy Spirit, words of divine imperative. Throughout history, wherever these words have burned into the hearts and minds of committed Christians, lives have been transformed, Christians have shared their faith, the Church of Jesus Christ has multiplied. This is a New Testament strategy, a strategy motivated by the compelling love of God, a strategy with the greatest of all goals. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Would you re-enunciate just a phrase, the Church of Jesus Christ has multiplied.
Okay. The Church of Jesus Christ has multiplied.
Try it again, a little slower, softer.
The Church of Jesus Christ has multiplied. This is a strategy for Christian evangelism and discipleship. It was written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy 2,000 years ago. These are not words of casual advice. They are words inspired by the Holy Spirit, words of divine imperative. Throughout history, wherever these words have burned into the hearts of throughout history, wherever these words have burned into the hearts and minds of committed Christians, lives have been transformed, Christians have shared their faith, the Church of Jesus Christ has multiplied. This is a New Testament strategy, a strategy motivated by the compelling love of God, a strategy with the greatest of all goals. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Just in both ways too. Like you're talking to one man first, and then maybe a small group, and then a crowd.
The primary objective within the Navigators is to help accomplish Christ's great commission, which says, go and make disciples of all nations. Our specific task within that commission is to win men and women to Christ and build disciples who will in turn reproduce themselves all over the world. It is very evident that God continues to bless this ministry. Thousands are committing their lives to Christ. Christians in many parts of the world are responding to the scriptural challenge of discipleship and spiritual multiplication. As we move into each country, we are committed to training nationals to assume the leadership of the work in their country. Our non-American staff, now totaling over 26%, will soon be a majority. As we move forward in an ever-expanding outreach, our goal is the same, to know Christ and to make Him known.
and Evan was just a little.
The primary objective within the navigators is to help accomplish Christ's great commission, which says, go and make disciples of all nations. Our specific task within that commission is to win men and women to Christ and build disciples who will in turn reproduce themselves all over the world. It is very evident that God continues to bless this ministry. Thousands are committing their lives to Christ. Thousands are committing their lives to Christ. Christians in many parts of the world are responding to the scriptural challenge of discipleship and spiritual multiplication. As we move into each country, we are committed to training nationals to assume the leadership of the work in their country. Our non-American staff, now totaling over 26%, will soon be in a majority. As we move forward in an ever-expanding outreach, our goal is the same, to know Christ and to make Him known. The primary objective within the navigators is to help accomplish Christ's great commission, which says, go and make disciples of all nations. Our specific task within that commission is to win men and women to Christ and build disciples who will in turn reproduce themselves all over the world. It is very evident that God continues to bless this ministry. Thousands are committing their lives to Christ. Christians in many parts of the world are responding to the scriptural challenge of discipleship and spiritual multiplication. As we move into each country, we are committed to training nationals to assume the leadership of the work in their country. Our non-American staff, now totaling over 26%, will soon be a majority. As we move forward in an ever-expanding outreach, our goal is the same, to know Christ and to make Him known.
Run that last phrase through. Our goal
as we move.
As we move forward in an ever-expanding outreach, our goal is the same, to know Christ and to make Him known. As we move forward in an ever-expanding outreach, our goal is the same, to know Christ and to make Him known.